performer. John Frullo is a host of the PCA Open Mic. He works in Two Cat Folk with a cat lover. And she's not here this evening, so please welcome John Frullo.
Hey everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. I don't know why. I should get the public service announcements out of the way. Next Tuesday night, as Ellen just reminded me a little while ago, is the Twice Told Tales open mic. And our feature is going to be Carolyn Waters Oben, though, who's got like one of the sweetest voices you've ever heard. And there you get to hear it like unadulterated by any electronics. Not that I'm insulting the sound guy. Aside from your spouse, there's like three people you should never insult in your life. The sound guy, your dentist, and your moil. Those are the three people. Ben will explain what a moil is, if you don't know. I should mention, too, that Friday night over at the Java Room, John and Betsy and I are going to do our sit around and swap songs in the living room show that we do there once in a while. We're going to try to record it and maybe have a CD that we can share to people who have the good taste not to come out on Friday night. And it'll take care of all the Christmas presents. Okay, I made this song up for my old man. My old man was almost 91. And he's an interesting guy. We took him to Fort Myers one time for spring training, my brother and my brother-in-law and my nephew and I, and he was like 86, and he was slow. We had to slow down for him. But we went on one of the days where it wasn't a baseball game. We went to see alligators. We wanted to see alligators, and we drove down to the alligator alley road, and we asked the guy, where can we see some alligators? And the guy says, well, if you go down here and take a left, there's a little road, and there's a canal. They're always in there. So we go down this road, and there's like four cars parked there, and we said, this must be it. And we get out, and sure enough, there was a boatload of alligators swimming around in this canal. And my old man walks up right to the edge of the canal, and like 3 feet away is this alligator. And he's not too fast. Not the alligator, the old man. The alligator was probably pretty good. But so I'm thinking to myself, how do I explain to the rest of the family that we lost the old man to an alligator? He lived with my sister, so she wouldn't have been too upset. Anyway, so this is for him. This is my father's watch. He's wore it for many years. And I wear it on my wrist. Loneliness and fear. He wore this watch to work, and he wore it out to play. This is my father's watch, but I wear it today. By my father's shoes, he walked in many miles. I wear them on my feet with happiness and smiles. They'd get covered up, the colors bright and dull. As I my father's shoes, I hope to wear them well. This is my father's coat, and it's worn at the sleeves. The pocket's bulging out, it's full of his beliefs. He wore this coat to church, and he wore it to the track. This is my father's coat, but I cannot give it back. Those are my father's eyes that stare back at me today. I see him in the mirror, pass them on my way. They saw many things in the younger days. Those are my father's eyes, stare back at me today. This is my father's watch.
Thank you.
That's one of my very favorites of John's songs. Big hand for John Ferullo.